Rebel Nation, everybody running around in their cars. But mileage does matter. If you get 20 miles to the gallon or you get 45, like those of us Prius owners do, we're feeling so pious we don't have to fill up as often. And here in the Bay Area, where we're paying on average $3.50 per gallon of gas, it does make a difference. A new study is out asking who is the greenest car maker in the land. Hint, hint, it's not a U.S. company. That may not surprise you. I'm sure it won't surprise our listeners. To find out more about this, we're going to check in with Don McKenzie. He's a vehicle engineer specialist for the Union of Concerned Scientists. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
We understand that for the fourth time in a row, Honda topped the list of the greenest automaker.
Right. For the fourth consecutive time, Honda has won the title of greenest automaker. Its lead is smaller than it has been in the past. Toyota is right behind, thanks to a consistent application of technology across their entire fleet and on their most popular models.
And I understand they were followed by also some other foreign car makers.
Right. Hyundai Kia was in third place. And those three really stand out in particular because they show that hot sellers can also be green. Almost half of the vehicles that Toyota sold in model year 2005 were the best in their class in one or more environmental criteria. One in four of Honda's vehicles and one in five of Hyundai Kia's.
And is this primarily because of their hybrid models, or I know like the Honda Civic, for example, even if it's not the hybrid version, still gets like 35 miles per gallon?
Right. Well, technology helps, but only if it's used right. And Toyota has gotten a big help from its hybrid vehicles. They got about a 3-point benefit in our scoring, whereas Honda got about 1 point. And that's because Toyota has produced its hybrids in volume, and it's put the technology to the best possible use. Some of Honda's hybrids were the Accord muscle hybrids, which put some of that technology into improving performance more than improving fuel economy. And so that kind of erodes that benefit.
How far down the list do we have to go to find the three automakers, the big three?
The Detroit big three, Ford was in sixth place, GM seventh, and Daimler Chrysler last place, eighth out of eight. And it's really disappointing, especially Ford, because if you look at Ford's global warming performance in Europe, they were one of only a handful of companies over there that were actually on target to meet Europe's voluntary global warming standards. And if they'd made the same kind of improvements in the United States that they've made in Europe since 1997, they would have been in third place on global warming scores, but instead they're in seventh.
Why does that happen? Because there just hasn't been enough demand for more fuel-efficient vehicles here in the States?
Well, the automakers really just, especially the domestic automakers, have really lagged in giving consumers good choices, whereas almost half of Toyota's vehicles are the best in their class in one or more environmental criteria. The domestics might offer a few green models, but those are accounting for, 2, 3, 4, 5% of their total sales, and that's just not going to cut it. What separates the leaders from the laggards is the consistent application of technology across their fleet and on their most popular models.
Is it faint praise to say that Ford was the cleanest of the Detroit automakers? How important is that?
Well, Ford was the cleanest of the Detroit automakers. GM has made up some ground. They were in last place the last time we did this ranking. They've crawled ahead of Daimler Chrysler. But GM is still the number one seller of vehicles that are rated at 15 mpg or worse in the city.
Somehow people with two kids think that they need a car that holds eight people, eight kids, as if they drive the soccer teams around, intact all the time.
Right. And what's disappointing is that the automakers have the technology right now to make all of their vehicles cleaner. From two-seaters to 4x4s, all of these vehicles could be getting cleaner. And what's really remarkable is Toyota does make everything from small cars to big SUVs. But because they've used technology, they're right behind Honda, especially on global warming.
So size is no excuse for a dirty fleet.
Indeed.
As a founder of the grassroots campaign, Don't Be Fueled, I get asked more recently, especially by moms, why don't they make a hybrid minivan? And we had talked to Toyota about that a couple years ago. They said it was in the works. Do you know the status?
Well, Toyota, I believe, is selling a hybrid minivan overseas, but they don't have one available here yet. We certainly hope that Toyota and the other automakers will step up and increase the use of hybrid technology in minivans as well as SUVs and small and large and every class of car, because that's a technology that can help and that indeed has helped to catapult Toyota to within 1 point of Honda.
And the purpose of this campaign was to increase both demand and supply, supply coming from U.S. automakers in particular, and also just a demand to educate citizens about the need for more fuel-efficient vehicles and showing that mileage matters. So little plug here for don'tbefueled.org. Don't worry, I don't get any money from it. It's just a grassroots campaign, six moms trying to raise awareness and to let the automakers know that build them, we will buy them. We do care about fuel efficiency. I mean, you'd think that would be obvious by now.
Right, and I think that our analysis shows that greener choices can be hot sellers, especially vehicles from Honda and Toyota, where a large percentage of their vehicles are class leaders in fuel economy. And Toyota having the best global warming performance in 6 out of 10 classes. Compare that to GM, they lead in some classes, but then they're worse than average elsewhere, and it's that inconsistency that's really holding them back.
We certainly see a lot of hybrids and particularly Priuses around the greener Bay Area, but when you travel around the country, are those other communities out there between the coasts catching on to the benefits of hybrids?
Well, I know that some folks around the country certainly are. I've seen hybrids all over the country, and this is a technology that can help us if it's used on a wide scale. And what really helped Toyota was producing a lot of hybrids.
Thanks, Don McKenzie, with the Union of Concerned Scientists. We'll
My
be
pleasure.
Back right after the news break.